Tale of Torment almost always had an impact. Ben looked up from the ground. And what happened next? Funerals, mostly. Orin didn't add that he'd picked up a few tracts of land from the estates. Someone had to work them. He leaned on the hood of the floating land speeder. Funerals and recriminations. You see, those people didn't have what we've got in the Oasis. The call. Orin quickly explained the settler's call system. Ben listened intently, noting that he'd heard the alarm echoing over the desert once before. Orin grinned, pausing to take credit for the crate dragon idea. Nothing sends a chill through their bandages like a crate yowl. He continued the sales pitch, well practiced by now. If the Lars raid had happened here, things would have gone a lot differently. A posse is a business. It's people coming together for a goal. You've got to invest and prepare. And when the call comes, he said, pointing to one of the vaporator towers, you know you've got a chance. Ben noticed the siren mounted atop the machine. He seemed impressed.
So it's a militia, then?
Nothing like that. Oh, sure, there's a militia out of Mos Eisley, 3 or 4 full-timers, all afraid of their shadows. They never range this far out. Anyone with a mind for that kind of fighting would have headed off-world and made better money at it. This thing, it's just the people. They're not in it for the money. They just want to help.
Ben nodded.
Orin coasted into his wrap-up.
We respond. We rescue. And if we can't make a defense in time, it's our policy that every attack on a household rates a counterstrike. It's what the Tuskens understand, and it works.
Ben looked to the east.
How far out do you cover?
As far as our subscribers live, Orin said. He walked to the side of the vehicle. I've got a map here. Ben walked toward the vehicle.
As far as where, what did you call them, the Lars family lived?
No. But anything's possible if we get enough people on board, Orin replied as they both climbed into the speeder. But I thought you and Eriope were headed southwest.
Ben shook his head and studied the map. Just curious.
The Eriope was sleeping beneath the canvas when Orin returned with Ben. Orin was sure he'd gotten Ben's interest in the settler's call, but he hadn't coaxed much information out of him. Ben had a place against the northern outcrops of the western Jundland wastes, and he'd come from somewhere else, probably the Republic. The Republic had never really paid much attention to Tatooine, and locals here usually responded in kind. Orin had heard something about a big change that had recently taken place in the Republic, but Ben seemed to know less about it than he did. Ben had asked him for news, in fact. But while Orin still didn't know what Ben did for money, he was confident that he had some. Otherwise, Annalene wouldn't have sold him all the goods the Eope was carrying. Her gratitude seldom went that far.
So, Orin said, watching the man repack the beast. You want to sign up with the fund? You don't have to fight with the posses. Your credits pay for them to do it.
Ben finished tightening the load and looked at him.
I don't know yet. I'm still getting settled in.
Understood. But that's more reason to join. One less thing to worry about.
You'll have to let me get back to you. I'm still not sure.
Ben paused, seeming to hear something far away.
Orin followed Ben's gaze to the hills, but couldn't hear anything for several seconds. Then he heard and saw the familiar whir of his daughter Selenikio's Sportster landspeeder, heading toward them from the oasis.
Good ear, Orin said. That'd be Mullen and Vika. I guess they're dried out and ready to get back to work.
Ben looked warily in that direction and turned to take the Eope by the bit.
I'd better go. Our first meeting didn't end well.
The Eope started to trot, and Ben jogged along with it. He passed Orin, who leaned against his land speeder, frustrated. Now his kids decided to get back to work. Terrific.
Listen, remember the offer, Orin said. The price I cited during our ride is good only while the subscription drive is on. It goes up next week.
I'll consider it, Ben said, waving behind him. And thanks for the drink.
Sure you won't? No, I must be on my way. Far to go and all.
All right, Ben. But come back around when you decide.
I will.
Oren's shoulders slumped. 0 for 2 today. And 2 more troubles had arrived and were walking up to him. Vika looked her usual self for this afternoon hour. But Mullen had a frazzled appearance that gave him pause. What had his son gotten into at the claim?
Where's Zed? Oren asked.
Hurt again,
Mullen said, glaring at the figures departing to the southwest.
Was that him?
Who?
Oren looked in the same direction.
You mean the guy with no job and no past, heading into the middle of nowhere like someone with no sense? That's Ben, all right.
He glared at his daughter.
You marry a man like that, and I'll feed you to a sarlacc. Now get to work.
I'm behind schedule already.
Meditation. Today was interesting. I took a chance and went to the Peak Oasis. Danos claimed the big compound up there. They have just about everything I need, except maybe an army to free the Republic. But I didn't stay. That's part of the problem. There are too many people there, but not quite enough either. The bigger places, like Mos Eisley, I can lose myself in. So many travelers come in and out. This place is busy too, but the Oasis also has a lot of regulars who do nothing but watch the comings and goings all day. My arrival was, I'm ashamed to say, something of a spectacle. And, my departure too. I can't let that happen again. I also met one of the big landowners on the way out. Oren Gault, something of a local institution. I was reluctant to talk to him too long, and I tried to say nothing of substance, but he's nice enough, and I sense that he feels better if he knows everyone who's around. Trying to hide from a man like him might not be wise. He seems to mean well. And this settler's call system of his could be the answer to my problems keeping an eye on the Lars family, if their servers could be extended that far to the east. I know it would be better not to involve them. But if Anakin's mother was taken, it could happen again. I'm here to protect the child.